This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And for all those helping in the coronavirus effort, thank you for keeping America moving along here. And to the people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the convenience store clerks, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do. And a special shout-out goes to all of those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, plus our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. And check out the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's big news tonight. First of all, Social Security. You people that are on Social Security, listen up. The Treasury Department changed the rules. What we told you on Monday is not what's going on Thursday. Social Security recipients will not, I repeat, will not have to file a tax return to receive a payment from the federal government to help offset the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic, according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Now, Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file a tax return need to take no action and will receive their stimulus payment directly to their bank account with their next check coming up, which is in April. Now, some people reportedly got their checks yesterday because some of the checks come out on the 1st of April, but they're also scattered out through the rest of the month. I know the third Wednesday of each month is where checks come out, too, because that's when I get mine, so that's when I'll see mine, I'm sure. Now, the Treasury announcement reverses the guidance the Internal Revenue Service issued on Monday that said seniors would have to file a simple tax return to receive the money. That's not true. They don't have to. You don't have to do anything. As long as you're getting it, you're going to get it. Now, the payments will be up to $1,200 for individuals as part of the roughly $2.3 trillion, the economic relief package that was signed into law by President Donald Trump last week. Some people may get as little as $600. Some people may get as much as $1,200. Depends on which end of the spectrum you're at when it comes to Social Security. So, Kyle, that's big news.
That is big news. It's great news, Captain, for our nation's seniors. And, you know, because the alternative may have been that people would have to have found these, you know, these forms and so forth and fill out these different things and try to apply that way, which, of course, would add another layer of complexity and delay. So it's very good that they've been able to make this change.
Now, the other news is over there in your backyard, well, not exactly backyard, but California, an engineer, railroad engineer, apparently deliberately sped his train up, pointing it towards the USNS Mercy, which was docked in San Pedro, I believe, and ran the train off the tracks, thinking that he was going to go all the way to the ship and crash into it. Now, it didn't happen, but you know, you've got more in the story, so tell us about that.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is a Pacific Line Harbor train was deliberately derailed, and it was under the control of a train engineer. Federal prosecutors have now alleging that the train engineer Eduardo Moreno, who's 44, of San Pedro, intended to hit the USNS Mercy because he thought it was, quote, a suspicious ship. And the ship is not what they say it's for, quote unquote.
But this guy was a conspiracy theorist, obviously a nut job.
Right.
And he thought it was part of the conspiracy.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what that Red Cross meant, right? A conspiracy.
I suppose so. But he ran it off the tracks, all right. The big locomotive,
Well, he wrecked the train. He had a whole load. He had containers that he had with him, and they went all over the place.
Exactly, and he's being charged, we understand, with a count of train wrecking. Which, get this, can bring a 20-year prison sentence with it, for good reason. This is a very violent act that he did. If you look at where the locomotive and the train came to rest and where the USNS Mercy is, it's about a couple of football fields or about 250 yards, we understand. And to give it some perspective, San Pedro is part of the Port of Los Angeles. It's nearby to Long Beach, where, of course, the famous Queen Mary is. And then also in this area in San Pedro is the battleship USS Iowa Museum. But, of course, all eyes are focused on the Mercy ship right now. Just a very bizarre story, for sure.
Now, the other thing is the president announced an enhanced counter-narcotic operation yesterday, especially in the south of our country, Mexico, Caribbean, South America, Central America, a flood of enforcement resources to include Navy destroyers, Coast Guard cutters, Navy littoral combat ships, helicopters on destroyers and cutters, also Navy P-8 patrol aircraft, Air Force E-3 AWACS aircraft, and the Air Force E-8 Jetstars aircraft, and ground forces to boot, part of the Special Security Forces Assistance Brigade. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. We'll get into that and more, and we'll talk about some money that's going out that maybe isn't going where it's supposed to. I just got an email here. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my phone right now. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, let me tell you about Relief Factor. I've been taking it now for 4 years religiously, twice a day. And it works for the pain that I have, because I have arthritis. And I used to take Mobic and Flexeril, and four years ago, I stopped taking it. Then I started to take a bunch of Aleve. And I took way too much Aleve, because you can take enough to where you start bleeding internally. And that's what happened to me. And the doctor said, oh, better cut that out. So I said, well, I wonder what I'm going to do now. And the doctor said, well, I'm going to give you this, this, and this. And I said, no, I don't think so. Let me think about it. And on the way home from the doctor, I heard the commercial for Relief Factor. I bought the 1995 Quick Start. That's what it was 4 years ago. It's the same price today. And I started on it, and I never looked back. And it started working for me within a week or two of getting on it, because I've got arthritis. And if you have arthritis, if you have back pain, if you have neck pain, if you have shoulder pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, foot pain, and boy, I got foot pain right now, and I just took some Relief Factor a little while ago, and it's really helping. It got rid of the pain right away. Muscle aches, pain. Now, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, it's $19.95. That's all it is. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And there's a little picture there of the 1995 Quick Start, the little bag, the green and white bag. You click on that, it shows you a video. It's about two and a half minutes long. You find out about the fact that it's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. There's ingredients in there that are good for you. It's like taking some vitamins. It's got some characteristics to it that reduce inflammation and help you with your pain. And guess what? It'll be the best $19.95 you ever spent, the 3-week Quick Start. Then you get on the program, and away you go. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or if you choose to call, the number's 800-500-8384. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Now, Kyle, at the break, we didn't have enough time to explain it, but I talked about the enhanced counter-narcotic operations, big-time operation going on in Mexico and Central and South America, as well as the Caribbean. We have a number of military assets there because we're going to take on the drug cartel, who, by the way, has been ramping up their operations during this COVID-19 pandemic, because they figured they found new ways, while we were looking the other way, they figured that they found new ways to get drugs into our country, as well as Canada and other places in our hemisphere. Not going to happen.
No, exactly right, Captain. In fact, to show the seriousness of that the American government can do more than one thing at one time, obviously, in addition to the coronavirus issue, this issue with the cartels is huge, because like you said, they're trying to take advantage of this situation. So the president was flanked by Attorney General Bill Barr. He also had other military officials, including the defense secretary.
He had the commandant of the Coast Guard, and he had the Navy chief of operations.
That's right.
Plus, he had the defense secretary there.
Defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And so, again, this is a very, very big operation. It is something that President Trump says, you know, there's a growing threat from these cartels, terrorists. They're going to try to exploit the situation. He says, we will never let that happen. And so the cartels and criminals be on the notice. President Trump is taking action on this.
Now, the CDC is telling us that we are starting to get a handle on this slowly but surely. There are some hot spots, of course, New York City being one of them. New Orleans, maybe the second one. South Florida down there, Miami and Fort Lauderdale. West Palm Beach could be the third one. But the CD is telling us that once we get out of the woods with this, which the weather is going to step in and get rid of a lot of the virus that's there, a lot of the germs in the air, because when it gets warm and humid and all that, it will kill this. They're telling us another virus wave is going to hit us again in the fall.
Well, that's right. And the reason being, again, and the way that they look at this is they have to look at it through the lens of previous virus outbreaks and
right.
The way that the flu has worked and seasonal diseases like this. So if it does act seasonally, once the weather starts turning cold again and people are more inside and this kind of thing, and the temperatures aren't quite as warm, then we could see a resurgence. But then that would mean they would go back to the mitigation strategies. In fact, they may even develop a guide or some kind of a standard by which they would tell the public, okay, this is our mitigation factor that we have to go through now, and then it'll start to kind of dissipate and we can relax, and then maybe have to go back up again. But again, they're writing the book as we go of how to actually deal with this in the absence of a quote-unquote cure or a vaccine.
Now, I've been getting a lot of comments from people that are going, well, this is the Chinese flu. The president says so, and it's a Wuhan flu. It's not the flu, first of all, because back on February the 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization announced an official name for the disease that's causing the 2019 novel coronavirus outbreak. It was first identified, of course, in Wuhan, China. We all know that. And the new name of this disease is Coronavirus Disease 2019, abbreviated as COVID, COVID-19. Now, in COVID-19, the CO stands for corona. The VI stands for virus. The D stands for disease. Formerly, this disease was referred to as the 2019 novel coronavirus, or 2000-nCoV.
Exactly right. That's right. So it is definitely not the flu. Some of this was, I think, the early interpretations, and part of this is because we didn't have a whole lot of good information coming out of China. But what this disease looks like, and I've seen what's called a coronavirus symptoms sort of timeline, but it starts with a fever, fatigue, muscle pain, and a dry cough. Then you get the difficulty breathing. See, this is the big part of it. And then if you're probably admitted to the hospital, you could have acute respiratory distress and have to go to the ICU. So all this plays out sometime at what appears to be over about 20 or 22 days. And so this is much different than what we would traditionally interpret as the flu. Someone, I stayed home from work because I had the flu. It's an entirely different thing than catching the coronavirus.
Now, on top of everything that's going on here, our little buddy Adam Schiff and his little buddy Jerry Nadler and others in the Democratic Party in Congress are urging a 9/11 style commission to probe the Trump administration's handling of the pandemic. Does this get any dumber?
Well, Adam Schiff is the gift that keeps on giving in that department, I think.
Hasn't he been discredited enough for the crap that he already did?
Well, didn't he tell us,
slam dunk case.
Yeah, slam dunk case, and all the evidence was out in the open. All you had to do was be willing to see it and all that other stuff. But here's the thing. I think they're trying to build up some kind of thing like Nancy Pelosi's after action report where, you know, they're going to try to pin a lot of this stuff and say, well, you know, President Trump didn't do the right thing. He didn't say the right thing.
They didn't do the right thing. All they were doing was impeachment, and they were griping about, well, this isn't anything. This is just the flu. This is nothing. This is not a, it's not serious. Because I saw tonight on Fox, they played all the clips from Nancy Pelosi to Bill de Blasio to Governor Cuomo to the governor in California and all those comments they were making when this thing first came in.
Well, see, that's exactly right. And saying things like, you know, it's the transmission rate is very low, it's really hard to get, is what I think de Blasio said. And so whether they were working also, obviously, with bad information at the time, they were doing exactly the same thing in terms of, well, what we're hearing is that this this is like a bad cold,
yeah,
et cetera. And so, but if they're going to try to pin this on Trump, well, we'll just play the tapes. It's that simple.
And how many people are in the world? 7-point-something billion?
Around that number. That's right, yes.
And we've just got over 900,000 cases so far and 46,000 deaths worldwide. Those numbers are still fairly low compared to what's going on with the general population, I think.
Well, that is true. That is true. And so that's, again, a big part of this. But obviously, this aggressive, whatever it is, naturally occurring virus or engineered virus, one of the two, it's one of those two things, you know, that the way that it moves through a community is it can be very, very devastating. And these mitigation factors are one of the big reasons why we don't have so many infections.
And hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the president might be canceling some domestic flights and virus hotspots around the country. And also, the president came out yesterday and said he'd be more than happy to talk to Joe Biden about the coronavirus. Be more than happy to talk to him. So we'll see what happens there. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, President Trump said there's now a new offensive to stop drug traffickers from taking advantage of the situation.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said thousands of soldiers, airmen, and Marines are involved in the action, and it's being taken after intelligence discovered the threat. Virus cases in the U.S. have climbed to more than 200,000. The administration is now responding to governors and hospitals who say they still don't have the life-saving equipment they need. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by our very good friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website, geico.com. Now, if you want to get a quote on your car or your truck, or maybe your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, then go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, because Geico can help you save money like they have many other people, some 21 million drivers they insure right now, including me, your humble talk radio host. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring people for more than 75 years. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Get yourself a quote, see if they can save you money. And then, just like me, you can bundle your car insurance with your homeowner's insurance. You get a reduced rate on your car insurance. And knock on wood, there it is right there. Knock on wood, you will get a safe driver discount every year, and that'll keep your rates low. And that's what it's all about. There's some companies that don't do that, but they sure do at Geico. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it should be mentioned that and by the way, there's a congressman, I think his name is Styler, I think was his name, who got involved in the Kennedy Center money that was given, the $25 million. And, of course, when it was given. I think Nancy Pelosi made an issue and said, well, it's being done because they need to revamp the Kennedy Center and to keep their operations going. They need this money. Well, the very first thing they did was they laid out the orchestra, but the reason they did that is because they didn't have anywhere to play.
They didn't have anywhere to play right now, but it the optics, to say the least, on this, Captain, are incredibly bad, because, number one, the orchestra musicians obviously are very hardworking. This is their livelihood, and if the money was there to help keep people on the job or keep the Kennedy Center solvent or these kinds of things, then it's obviously missing the mark in a very, very big way.
Now, the other thing is some people are talking about, hey, wait a minute, Obama had all these different plans for this and that and infrastructure and the cash for clunkers and all that sort of stuff, and there's some money left for that. Why can't they use that? Well, they can't, because when Congress dictates it goes for, let's say, cash for clunkers, that's all they can use it for until they legislate new legislation stating that it can go somewhere else, and they haven't done any of that, not for the infrastructure that Obama had, not for the Obamacare. That money is still in there in some cases, although they are not signing up any people this year for Obamacare. That's one thing President Trump said we are not going to do.
Well, exactly. And so it just goes to show that it really, really matters who people vote for in their different congressional districts and who controls the Congress. It's just that simple.
Elections matter. And good morning to everybody who's in the chat room there. I don't have time to say hello to everybody individual, but I see we got a lot of people coming in here and chatting at us. And if you want to get in the captain's group, it's called the captain's group amongst groups that you can get into, you can either send us a request if you're on Facebook, or you can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch page and then like that page, and once you do that, then I can put you in the chat room and you'll be in there and you'll be able to talk to the group that's in there. Let's see how many we got in there tonight. Let's see, 62, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Got 74 people in there right now, Kyle.
That's great. Yeah, we'd love to hear from everybody.
Yep. Now, the other thing is, not to be outdone with everything that's going on here, we're talking about the president. He may cancel domestic flights in and out of the virus hotspots to keep people from moving around.
Well, that's right, and that was something that even as recently as last weekend, Captain, that was being talked about, being floated, the idea of wanting to have some other travel restrictions coming out of places like New York City and so forth, but this may be in the offing, because I think that they have seen some slowdown because of the mitigation factors involved, but if it comes to it, then the president can order these kinds of limited travel restrictions.
Yeah. All right. Hang on. We got our professor emeritus here up in Lafayette, Indiana. Dan the Man. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Listen, when you were talking about the money for the Kennedy Center,
yep.
The president doesn't have to dole it out at all, really. He can hold on to that, dole it out slow. He can do the same things Congress. We'll have to study the situation to see where this money is going to go. They may legislate him to spend it, but he doesn't have to spend it on their timeline.
Well, did you hear what he did right after the money was given to them? Did you hear what he did with the board?
Yeah, he put a couple of his own people on there, Steve Moore and
Mike Huckabee.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how money works in government. They still have money. They still spend from Jimmy Carter's late 70s windfall profits tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there. All right. You go to Germany, they are still spending Marshall Plan money on small business. Basically, Marshall Plan money is still funding Germany's small business.
Yeah, as long as it's there and they got it, they spend it till it's gone. You bet.
So this, you know, if he has his own people on the board and they're watching it, but I would also come back in another year or two of budget making and say, we're going to cut the Kennedy outlays by the amount that we put in on the stimulus bill.
Mm-hmm.
So in the long run, it could cancel itself out, or they might even get less. But it's, like I said last night, you know, you put slopping across the hog show up, and that's what Pelosi did. They're not taking this serious. Everything on the Democrat side is viewed through the prism of politics.
Okay.
And you're seeing it.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear how I opened the show with about the Social Security information?
Yes, I did.
All right. A lot of people don't know that, and the Treasury Department changed the rules from Monday to yesterday.
Yeah, that's common. It happens more than you would think. So I understand the whole relationship between rational, ignorant voters, because you don't have time to keep up the speed that Congress works on getting money out to a it's all about self-interest. It's all about getting those guys reelected, whether it runs the country into the ground or not. And I think that's what the Democrats will run this country into the ground, destroy it to get at Trump. And believe me, that's not an overstatement. It might be a little bit of an understatement. But they will do anything to get him out of office in November.
What do you think about Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler putting their wheels in motion again to start a 9/11 style commission to probe the administration's handling of the coronavirus deal?
A waste of time, a waste of money.
Yeah.
And again, you're not doing the people's business when you go this route.
No.
I often thought, they had the same kind of thing under George W. Bush based on the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. They did all the committee stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got their airplay. But, when I worked in Congress, I often thought they ought to really have a committee hearing on themselves, because Congress creates a lot of this problem. It was a lot of, if it wasn't for Democrat votes, you probably wouldn't have got troops into Iraq again. But I don't know. It's discouraging sometimes, and it's like the old saying: everybody likes sausage, but they don't like see it being made. And in this count, this is how it's working out.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time, and I want to finish up with Kyle here. But we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right, thank you. Now that's Kyle. That's our professor of politics. You're the professor of politics. He's a professor emeritus because of all the things he's done with the presidents he's worked under.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Dan the man.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are getting ready to do our highway and byway report, but in the meantime, I want to just mention to everybody that oil is still $20 a barrel, $20.31, West Texas crude. Brent crude is $22.76 a gallon, and the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery before the taxes is currently 55 cents a gallon. It's gone down 4 cents since Monday, which means that 99 cent a gallon gasoline is still available in certain places because of the tax, and most of the gas now around the country is below $2 a gallon, except for where, Kyle?
Oh, well, in California. That's right.
And I had a conversation with somebody who was talking about California and how good it was and this, that, and the other. And I said, well, get rid of your – and by the way, it was on the phone when I did it on a conference call yesterday with some people in California. And I said, well, first of all, you people need to get rid of the surcharge, the tax on the tax that brought your gas tax up to $1.25 a gallon. What's that all about?
Well, exactly, and that's we keep paying it. It's gone down significantly, but it's still high.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And, boy, we got some just jeer-jamming, slamming, rockabilly music coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, get ready, folks. We are going to rock the house with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Here we go. that's Rare Earth, 47 years ago, that song, 47 years ago. I just want to celebrate. And you talk about somebody who could rock the house back in the day. They were the group. All right, let's bring Kyle Warren back in here. Have you stopped moving around, dancing?
No, that's getting me going here. I love that. That's good.
Yeah, next hour we got one that's even better. I won't ruin it, but we got another one next hour. It's just going to blow that away. All right, well, here we go, folks. Get ready. Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. When you see the pilot or the Flying J Travel Center, pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you, and on the third watch, you'll get a free cup of coffee. Now, wintry mix from the northwest out into the plain states. Big-time fire weather threats in the South High Plains, namely New Mexico, southern Colorado, and the western part of Texas, including El Paso. And a coastal storm is going to impact the northeast. We'll get to that in a minute. There is some snow tonight in parts of the northeast. Just some flurries, but The big time weather picture right now is the wintry weather and below normal temperatures continuing from the northwest mountains into the north and central plains. And we got snow and a winter storm warning all the way over tonight into the western parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming is a mess. Southeastern Montana tonight is interesting. Colorado, the northwestern part of Colorado, is interesting up there if you're coming up that way. And it's just going to be one of those deals. And, Kyle, what's the weather like in California tonight? I see a lot of wind.
Well, we do have windy conditions, though the wind advisories have been mostly taken down, except I think for in Santa Barbara County where they have some wind advisories. But we've got low temperatures tonight in the 60s. We're going to go up a little bit tomorrow, but we've got a rainstorm moving in by about Sunday.
Okay, and I see some wind over in the western part of Nevada, too. Reno's got it on down south of Reno, about 100 miles or so. Now, let's start with the snow, because there's a little bit of snow up there around Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. It goes down about 40, 50 miles south, and then it ends. Most of the snow tonight in Montana is over in the south central and southeastern part of the state. And Wyoming tonight, well, I don't know what to tell you, boys, but when you get to Elk Mountain, and you know all about Pulp Alley out there, when you get to Elk Mountain and you head to Cheyenne, you're going to be in a winter storm warning plus general snow all the way across I-80. I-25 north coming out of Cheyenne, you're going to drive right up into a winter storm warning. It's going to continue all the way to Montana. And over to the east tonight, Nebraska's getting snow all across the northern and central part of Nebraska, a general snow. But up into South Dakota, you have a winter storm warning across much of the state, Rapid City in particular. You're getting hammered right now. And then over into the central part of North Dakota and the eastern part of North Dakota, from Fargo north all the way to the Canadian line, and just inside the Minnesota line, about 40, 50 miles, winter storm warning there, all the way from the Canadian border on down to, almost all the way down now to Iowa, because the storm is continuing to move to the east, and then the northwestern corner of Iowa, you got snow. Now, you do have some snow tonight up in the northern part of Indiana between Chicago, Gary, over towards the Michigan line, so be advised of that. And then very dry conditions in New Mexico, and that pretty much takes up most of the state. I-40, certainly, I-10, El Paso, dry conditions there. And I don't know if you've ever driven where they tell you no matches, no campfires and all that. Kyle, have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guarantee you they got that up in these areas, because it's extremely dry and it wouldn't take much to start a range fire or a forest fire or even a brush fire, whatever. And then the lower southern part of Colorado tonight has that. But as I said, the northwest corner of Colorado, up there, Fort Collins, up towards Wyoming, you've got snow there in the higher elevations, so be advised of that. Now, let's go over to the East Coast. We've got snow tonight in West Virginia in the elevations, the higher elevations around central West Virginia tonight. So that looks like 64 and 77, that cross mix in there, you would have some snow. Might have a little bit coming out of Charleston on 79 in West Virginia, but you'll run out of it in Pennsylvania. And, Kyle, there is another system going up the East Coast that looks like it's going to bring some showers and wind and coastal impacts. Pretty much this will be along the coast all the way up through New England today and tomorrow.
That's right. Exactly right. And so we have to be aware of that. And it's probably not just going to be just a little bit of rain, but a lot probably.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get some real severe winds and rain. Maine is going to get it along the coast. Massachusetts along the coast. New Hampshire along the coast. Rhode Island and right on down to Long Island and possibly even New York City, which when it's cooler like that and they get that rain, that's not good because that helps the virus move along again.
It certainly does, absolutely. So people have to, again, maintain their social distancing.
Now, this is breaking news coming in. The Philippines, I think the president there is Duterte, is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Mm-hmm. He just ordered the police to shoot to kill for anybody that was out after the lockdown and it wouldn't stop.
Well, that is a very, very intense breaking news for sure. Again, the reactions that we've seen from governments, and this is one of the most extreme, there's no doubt about that, but it shows perhaps what some of these government officials are seeing, and they're terrified by it, and they're trying to do whatever they can. But I don't know how that would play in the United States, that's for sure.
Now, the pilots in Flying J's, guys and gals, are open. While they may not have inside restaurant service, they have takeout service. And, of course, the Arby's that are at the pilots, the Chester's Chickens, the Dairy Queens, full-service Dairy Queens, the McDonald's, the Pizza Huts, the Subways, the Taco Bells, the Wendy's, well, they're all there for you, as well as the Dunkin' Donuts and their complete menu. So give them an opportunity to stop by, grab yourself something, take it out to your truck and eat it, or sit out there at one of the outside benches they got or the tables and have your lunch or dinner there. And with the pilots, or with the Flying J's, rather, the bigger Flying J's, you could be in a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill, and again, that's all takeout service right now because under the rules and the way they've clamped down, especially down here in Florida now, they won't allow any inside restaurant service.
That's right, yeah, but if they stop on in, they've probably got something they've been looking forward to the entire trip already.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it is definitely, better than the option of going without and maybe pulling into a Walmart parking lot. By the way, they're allowing so many people in a Walmart at a certain time. I went by a Walmart, and there was a line of people outside, and as two or three people would come out, they'd let two or three people in. I don't know how that worked out if you had to stand in the line very long, but they had about 40 or 50 people in the line, and I'm being told that these Walmarts are allowing maybe 40 people in the store at a time, and that's it.
Well, right. That's allows them to try to at least maintain the social distancing. We're seeing that with other retailers as well.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, will be with me next hour. We come back. We're going to talk about AOC. Yep, she's in the mix. How about the aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt? You'll find out about that. The New York Stock Exchange might be changing its venue temporarily. We'll tell you where they're going.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com.
proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.